Is having a great day today, and joining me in the studio today, I have got Chad Kirtland from the Fairhope Music Festival. And good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Mark. I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity to come and tell everybody about the Fairhope Music Festival coming up in October.
Yeah, now this sounds like a lot of fun. You've got a lot of great bands featuring the Red Clay Strays, one of my favorites. You've also got Running Partners, George Porter, and more. So go ahead and tell us about it.
Yeah, we've got more than 10 bands over 3 days. So this is the first year for the Fairhope Music Festival, and we're actually combining two venues and essentially two events. Live at 5, which takes place right here downtown Fairhope at Coastal Alabama Community College at the Halstead Amphitheater. Mm-hmm. Been having a great season, and we're going to close out the season on October 29th with Anders Osborne and Flow Tribe.
Okay, so this will be the last concert of that series and the first concert of the next series, sort of rolled into one.
Yes, we do have one to make up because rain caught us at the beginning of this fall series. So on November 7th, we are making up that Southern Rock show with the Allman Brothers and the Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute bands.
But oh, fun, okay.
This one, Anders Osborne, is the last scheduled show, I should say, of Live at 5 for this season.
Okay.
And then we're following that up on Saturday and Sunday, and that's Halloween weekend. We're going to be out at Weeks Bay Plantation, south of Fairhope. Beautiful 80-acre farm out there. Stage is set right on a lake surrounded by trees, so it's a beautiful setting, and we've got bands all day Saturday and then most of the day Sunday. And you get one ticket that gets you into those 2 days out at Weeks Bay Plantation. You get to enjoy all the music. Plus, we have food trucks. We're going to have organic vendors. We have family activities. Just a lot going on out there.
Okay, so that one ticket for both days. So that's, if you get out there, you've been out there all day, you decide, hey, let's go down and get some dinner. You want to go back and catch the show that night, you can. Or you don't want to spend the night there, you want to...
Yeah, you can definitely come back and... You know, come and go as you want, and you'll get a wristband, of course, when you come in. Makes it easy to track who's there. And then you mentioned you could stay out there. Well, actually, you could camp out there because Weeks Bay Plantation has been renovating, and they've created a campground, essentially, right there on the site. So we have sites for tents, for RVs. You can spend Friday and Saturday night there, make a whole weekend out of it.
Okay. Now, that is going to be Halloween weekend. So what do y'all plan on doing with the kids and such?
Well, you can definitely expect some costume contests, both for the kids and for the adults. Okay. We encourage everybody to dress up and have some fun with it.
Okay.
There'll also be some pumpkins out there for some pumpkin painting and lots of games for the kids. We have a whole section set aside for family activities and mm-hmm. fun and all kinds of things. So bring the little ones out there, too. In fact, kids under 12 get in for a $10 ticket, which is much discounted to the regular ticket, of course.
Okay. Well, tell us about some of the bands you got starting off on Saturday.
Yeah, so Saturday is a full lineup, and you mentioned George Porter and the Running Partners. They're the ones closing the night out.
Okay.
George Porter from the Meters, you know, the funkiest man out there from New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
And speaking of New Orleans, we have a few New Orleans acts that are going to be with us. We also have the Soul Rebels, great brass band and more than just a brass band, coming from New Orleans. Chawa, which is a Grammy-nominated band that builds on the New Orleans Mardi Gras Indian theme. So that's a tremendous stage show if you've never seen them. They've got like 10 people up there on the stage. We're also going to see Will Kimbrough Band, local guy.
Yeah.
J.D. Simo is a tremendous blues musician out of Nashville who's coming down for this show. And then we're actually going to close out the late night with an acoustic performance by Ross Newell, formerly of the Mullinger Brothers, in the campground. So that'll be a little different setting there.
Okay, I like Ross Newell.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, we pick it up again, and we've got Red and the Revelers, local band out of Mobile, and then Telluride. Some of our listeners from way back when might remember Telluride from back in the day. And then, as you mentioned, closing it out with the Red Clay Strays, local favorite, tremendous band. Can't wait to see them again.
Yeah. The Red Clay Strays are fun. The drummer kind of reminds me of Animal from the Muppet Show. Yeah, he gets back there with no shirt on. He's got that hair going every which way, and he's just banging around and stuff. Yeah,
very much.
He's
so.
He's a lot of fun. Yeah. So I've caught several of those playing at local venues and stuff. So this is going to be a great lineup. How'd y'all get all these folks?
Well, you know, I got to tip my hat to John Cochran, who produces Live at Five, local musician and music teacher. And he's very well connected, and he knows how to put together a great show. I'll tell you what. And he came to us and said, look, let's reach out there and see what we can get and just get the best that we can. And we feel like it's a great lineup, a good mix of different music styles. Mm-hmm. So we get to bring a bunch of folks out there to enjoy a lot of different things.
You've got New Orleans style. You've got Indian jazz. You've got plain old down-home rock and roll. So that's quite the mix there.
Yeah, we think there's something for everyone. Okay. And people of all ages, too, we hope.
Okay. Okay, and what prompted y'all to do all this?
Well, we felt that there was a need for another festival in the fall and a good musical event. You know, October, the end of October, is such a beautiful time down here. If the weather's just right, mm-hmm. Great time to do something outdoors, particularly with everything that we've been through in the last couple of years. The fact that we are throwing an outdoor festival allows for social distancing if people feel like they need to do that. There's more than capacity for the amount of tickets and the people that we will have out there at the farm. So there's lots of room. So I think everybody can come out and be safe and be comfortable. And this just seemed like the right thing to do right now. There's a lot of interest in what's going on at Live at Five. John's been selling out those shows almost mm-hmm. every week. So we figured let's do it big and create something new.
Well, yeah, and if you've watched college football over the last month or so, you'll see 100,000 people standing shoulder to shoulder in a stadium. So much for social distancing there.
Exactly.
And we seem to have, you know, between the vaccinations and inoculations, let's say, people getting the virus and surviving through and building up immunity, it seems like we're getting over the hump. Now, I could be wrong, but it seems like we're getting over the hump with COVID. So it's great that we're getting back to some normal life and live music and enjoyment and people being around each other, because people need people. People just need, you know, they just need to see each other laugh and smile and have fun, and it's... and it just makes life better. So.
Exactly. And you could see that just as soon as live music came back a few months ago, everybody was just so happy to get back out there, see people, enjoy some live entertainment, as mm-hmm. you mentioned. So if you feel you need some extra space out there, you'll certainly have it. But we're ready to move forward with hopefully a large crowd of people out on the lake at Weeks Bay Plantation and music all weekend long.
Okay, and again, if you'd like to camp out or RV out there, you can. Or if you want to bring a tent, you can. There's room for you out there.
Yes. We're setting up a campground, or there is a campground out there. There'll be activities in the campground just for those campers. There's a portion of the lake that will be available to them to play in. We'll have bonfires, of course, in the campground. Oh, okay. So a little bit of everything. And you can find all of this information on our website at fairhopemusicfestival.com.
fairhopemusicfestival.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is that where you can buy tickets and such?
There are links there on the website to tickets. Tickets are available on Eventbrite.
Eventbrite.
And it's worth noting that both the Friday Live at Five event and the Weeks Bay Plantation event are ticketed separately. So you do have to buy a ticket for Friday and then a ticket for Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. Okay. So you do that separately.
Yes.
Okay.
But all those links are on the website, or you can go to Eventbrite and search for Live at Five and Fair Hope Music Festival.
Okay, Live at Five and Fair Hope Music Festival. Okay, and let's see, once again, that's going to be October 29th and 30th and 31st?
Correct.
Okay.
Halloween weekend.
Halloween weekend, yeah. Ooh, scary time. But you can forget about the ghosts and stuff, and you can go out and do the Monster Mash, so that would be fun. All right.
yeah, here's thinking that somebody might play the Monster Mash on Sunday. You
yeah,
know?
It's kind of a given, yeah. Okay, well, anything else you wanted to let us know about?
We just invite everybody to check us out. We're also on social media, of course, Facebook.
Mm-hmm. So on Facebook, it's?
It's Fair Hope Music Festival.
Fair Hope Music Festival on
yeah.
Facebook.
And you can keep up with everything there that's going on. As we get news or more information about the event, we're releasing it out there. We're showcasing each of our musical artists, as well as our vendors and our food trucks and all of those things. So check us out on the web at fairhopemusicfestival.com or on Facebook.
Okay. Thank you, Chad. We appreciate you coming in and telling us all about it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, thank you so much. 1480 WABF, once again, that is the Fairhope Music Fest that's coming up on October 29th through the 31st at the Weeks Bay Plantation, and it's going to be a blast. So we hope you have you're able to make it, and hope you have a great time on 1480 WABF.
They're currently $50, but they're going to be going up in price as we get closer to the event. So I believe on October 1st, they'll actually increase to $55.
Okay.
And then day of event, if we have tickets available, they will be $60.
Okay.
And again, those tickets are available on Eventbrite or at fairhopemusicfestival.com.
But those are two-day tickets.
Exactly. That's right. $50 if you act right now before October 1st. But that's $50 for 2 days of music. Like I said, more than 10 bands and all the other activities and things that will be happening out there. It's a great deal to see all that live music over 2 days.
Okay, is there a separate fee for camping?
There is a separate fee for camping. That's also available on Eventbrite, and you can find all the camping information on our website. The RV sites are $60 a night, and the tent sites are $30 a night.
Okay, okay. And I bring all the stuff up about prices primarily because I want to get to their that this is a benefit of sorts for the American Legion Boasts 199.
Yes, indeed. So our slogan for this event is Restoring Our Southern Souls. And our idea from the beginning has really been that all of this effort go back into helping some organization or someone in need in our community. And this year, we're really excited because we're working with the American Legion Post 199 right here in Fairhope to help them with their renovation project.
Okay.
So, you know, they sustained a lot of damage during Hurricane Sally, the building and the Tiki Bar Beach area down there.
Right, so, and then during Hurricane Zeta, which followed 2 weeks later, which I think might have been even worse. So
exactly. So they've got a big project ahead of them. They are moving forward with it. That's a historic building over there, and they're going to renovate that and turn it into something amazing from what I've heard. So we're working with them, and we're going to donate a portion of the proceeds from the event, from both Live at Five and from the Fairhope Music Festival, to support the American Legion Post here in Fairhope.
Okay, so between paying the musicians, paying the venue, and then donating for charity, wow, there's not a lot left. So I think it's great that y'all are doing this. It's a wonderful thing to do.
Well, we're a volunteer organization. You know, everybody who's involved, all the organizers and the volunteers that are helping us put this together, we're not here to make any money. We're just here to share some good live music with folks and give back to the community.
Oh, there you go. Well, I've always said that one of the best ways to make your life better is to help make other people's lives better. And y'all are doing just that by helping the American Legion and by helping people locally here have a place to go listen to music and have a great weekend. So thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you very much. Hope to see everybody out there.
Okay. And once again, this was Chad Kirtland from the Fairhope Music Festival that's coming up Halloween weekend, October 29th, 30th, and 31st. Okay.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Appreciate it, Mark.
Thank you so much. And to get those, you can go to the website, which is
fairhopemusicfestival.com.
And get the tickets at Eventbrite, which is linked to that page.
That's right. You've got just over 1 month to get your costume ready.
Okay. Okay. I just show up. Yeah, and people are like, oh, he's scary. Yeah, so that...
Just tell him you're going as a DJ.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, usually I go as the guy who forgot to bring his costume. So that's what I tend to do. But anyway, thank you so much for coming in. And it sounds like a wonderful time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. 1480 WABF.